Finding God in All Things. Day 33. An unobstructed direct line connecting heaven and earth. We used the term unlimited connection plan yesterday to describe the most ideal mode of communication between us and God. This unlimited connection plan does not require signing any contract, does not charge any fees, does not have any unfavorable terms and fine prints, and is entirely user-driven. It is applicable for life, remaining eternally unchanged. I believe there is no calling plan in the entire world that can compete with this plan. The only thing users need to be mindful of is the features of this plan and how to utilize it to achieve the best results and maximize the benefits for users. First, this plan offers the best support and after-sales service. The party waiting on the other side of the line will definitely not be a robot, but the person in charge of this connection plan, God. He is absolutely loyal and responsible to every customer using this plan. He will wholeheartedly answer any questions and is willing to accompany the users until they are satisfied. Second, the communication line is not shared but dedicated. This means that the line will never be affected by multiple users using it at the same time. You always have a dedicated line to connect with God. When you converse with Him, you are His only focus. He will be entirely attentive to you without distraction. What you are most concerned about right now is also what God is most concerned about. Third, the more ample the time of each call, the faster the download speed and the less network congestion there is. Consequently, you will receive more messages and the messages you receive will be more applicable. This is one of the greatest strengths of this plan. Fourth, the more frequently and extensively this plan is used, the more functions it will have. One of the main features of this plan is its hidden functionalities, which can only be activated through regular use. For example, the more often the communication line is used, the clearer it will become, leading to better information reception and less noise interference. Think of it like tuning into a radio station. The more frequently you tune in, the easier it becomes to accurately tune into the desired channel. Fifth, there are numerous ways to use this plan, all at your convenience. You can talk infinitely, and the responsible party for this plan, that is God, has infinite patience. He is absolutely willing to be the best listener, without interrupting or making judgments. Without your consent, he won't offer personal opinions and will totally respect your communication style. But having said that, God's favorite mode of communication is when the user enters listen and receive mode. For users, this is the most beneficial communication mode for them. Sixth, what sets this plan apart from other calling plans and the main reason it easily stands out from its competitors is its unique reception method. The signal is guaranteed to be the strongest and most ideal. Users don't need to search for the strongest signal reception points. Wherever users are located, that's where the signal is the strongest. This refers to what we've constantly mentioned before as the present moment, or the here and now. There is no place in the universe that is more conducive to connecting with God than here and now, with 100% guarantee of uninterrupted signal. This is why this plan has always been advertised as an unlimited connection plan. Finally, there are two points to note when using this plan. Firstly, the less you use this plan, the more difficult it becomes to use. This is because some hidden features need to be discovered and utilized by the user. Although no special skills are required, the principle of practice makes perfect applies here. Secondly, there's a psychological barrier. Users shouldn't question whether here and now is the best place to communicate with God. If users rely on their own wisdom to judge and attempt to receive elsewhere, they will end up being counterproductive. This is something that this unlimited connection plan does not advocate. All users, please pay attention. Do you believe that when you converse with God, you are His most important focus, and He will be entirely attentive to you without distraction? When communicating with God, do you tend to keep talking without listening enough? Have you reserved space for God to respond or actively sought His opinion? Do you believe that the here and now is the ideal time and space for communicating with God? Have you started striving to find God and communicate with Him in the here and now? Thank you. Dear God, thank you for showing me today in a new way some areas where I need to pay attention to when communicating with you, prompting me to reflect on and examine the way I've been connecting with you. Indeed, I must admit that I've had some misunderstandings about how to communicate with you, which has led to a distance between us, a barrier that sometimes even led me to misunderstand that you didn't want to hear from me, or didn't want to answer my prayers. Thank you for giving me the correct understanding today. Please grant me perseverance to improve my communication with you and a greater willingness to listen to you and heed your counsel. Oh God, I earnestly desire to have a better and more intimate relationship with you, beginning today.